I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Senator Bernie Sanders' quest to win the Democratic presidential nomination has come a long way since Sanders formally entered the race in late May. At that time, few political observers felt that Sanders would pose much of a threat to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to win the nomination. But Sanders' message of income inequality has been enthusiastically embraced by many Democratic primary voters. VPR's Bob Kinzel takes a look at the challenges that the Sanders campaign faces in the weeks ahead.
In many respects, the presidential primary campaign is now shifting from a marathon to a sprint. In just 5 weeks, voters in Iowa will hold their caucuses, and 8 days later, New Hampshire will hold its primary. In late May, Sanders had the support of roughly 5% of likely Democratic primary voters. But then he spent the summer and fall crisscrossing the country calling for, quote, a political revolution to take on the policies of what he called the moneyed interests. The message struck a nerve in a number of states. The most recent New Hampshire poll shows him leading Clinton by roughly 10%. And in Iowa, he has narrowed her lead to single digits. UVM political science professor Garrison Nelson says Sanders now needs to reach out to African-American and Latino voters if he hopes to be successful.
Until he starts broadening that base, he's not really a threat to Hillary. And the proof of it is Hillary is basically ignoring him and going directly after Trump.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis thinks that Sanders needs to deliver his economic message to a wider demographic audience.
Polls indicate that Sanders' support comes much more from middle-class voters than people with college degrees, and the voters he's trying to target, who are working-class voters, oftentimes people who don't have college degrees, that they're breaking more heavily for Hillary Clinton.
Davis says recent acts of terrorism in France and in this country have shifted the focus of the presidential campaign away from economic issues. He says this will hurt Sanders if it continues.
What's happened in the last 4 to 6 weeks because of national and international developments is foreign policy and national security issues have become much more salient to voters. And that's an area where Hillary Clinton can point to advantages, her experience as Secretary of State.
The Sanders campaign has just set the all-time record for the most contributions made to a presidential candidate. It's received over 2.3 million contributions, and the average donation is roughly $25. Professor Nelson says this financial base is very important because Sanders doesn't have a super PAC supporting his candidacy. Nelson says the Sanders campaign can also go back to many of these contributors for more money.
These small donations serve two purposes. One, they continue to provide income for the campaign, but more importantly, they indicate the breadth of his support and the willingness of people to pony up cash, which, you know, is the ultimate contribution that a voter can make.
On March 1st, a dozen states will hold their primaries on what is known as Super Tuesday, including several states in the South. Davis says Sanders needs to do well in some of these states in order for him to be considered a strong national candidate.
Let's say he wins in New Hampshire, and he wins the Vermont primary on March 1st, but he doesn't win anything else. And he doesn't want to be referred to as just a northern New England candidate. So he has to find some states that are voting either on Super Tuesday on the 1st of March or soon after that, where he could also be competitive.
Sanders is back out on the campaign trail this week. He'll make a 3-day swing in Iowa starting tomorrow, and he has plans to visit Nevada later in the week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.